One of the world's most popular sports is relatively obscure here in the U.S. Field hockey produces cultural stars in Argentina, the Netherlands, and Australia. The U.S. does have men's and women's national teams, but if there is any fame, it comes outside the country. Later this month, the women's team is heading to the London Olympics in hopes of earning the first American medal in field hockey in decades. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tabiri spent some time with the team.
With a back-and-forth rhythm like basketball and shots on goal that can exceed 100 miles per hour, it's not that hard to understand why field hockey is immensely popular in other parts of the world.
We're seen as celebrities. We tend to have police escorts to the field.
Claire Laubach is a defender on the U.S. Olympic team and has made several trips to play in South America.
And we usually tend to stay in the same hotel with the Argentinian team. Just outside the hotel, they have barricades to keep people back, and it is quite the experience.
The scene is quite different here in the States. The Americans played that same squad from Argentina last month at an exhibition game in Norfolk, Virginia. There were not any police escorts or barricades. Admission was free. This generally unknown team is close. For the past year, the group has largely put careers and relationships on hold while training and living together in California. There has been rock climbing, pumpkin carving, and training with SEALs. Yes, the kind from the military. Michelle Cassold plays attack for the U.S.
Basically 5 straight hours of anything from push-ups to crawling on the ground to carrying boats to carrying logs, just anything they can think of.
Navy SEALs are an elite special forces unit called upon by the military to do some of the most dangerous missions. Their intense training is legendary. Laubach says spending time with the SEALs wasn't necessarily fun, but it provided a sense of unity.
It's just interesting to see how everybody deals with the stress that they're under. You'll see some people rise to it and some people will fall to it, but you'll see that the people that rise to it don't just go on without the other teammate. They help them along. I think it's interesting to see the dynamics that come out of it.
Laubach and Castle, they're both graduates of Wake Forest University. So too is the captain of the team, Lauren Crandall, giving the small private school in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 3 of the 16 women on the U.S. field hockey team, more than any other college. Jen Averill coached the trio in school.
Ridiculous. It's just unbelievable pride.
Averill's former athletes combined to win 3 national titles while at Wake Forest. Now they're taking aim at an Olympic medal. That hasn't happened for the U.S. since 1984, 3 years before Cassold was born.
I think about each day individually, but I do visualize what it would be like. I see us standing on the podium because I know that we're good enough, we're capable of doing it. So I see that as like the final product, the end, the goal.
7 members are back from the 2008 Olympic team that finished 8th in Beijing. This group is confident and prepared for what awaits in London, including sellout crowds at one of the biggest venues of the Games. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri.